It's I. It's me. It's the All Podcast Father, Jesse Steele. Today, Monday, the Podcast Weekly, what's been on my desk, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Taiwan special where I get to the issues, but there are always issues on my desk, which I'm going to talk about today. It's kind of been a week of, isn't every week of mine a week of code crazy? Well, you might not really know or care what goes on in coding world, but the problems are fascinating. Couldn't you imagine? Well, you know how Star Trek is all about understanding the problems of the science? Well, like there's an explosion in a room and you've got all this scientific theory for why it's happening and none of that science is even real. And so, you know, that's what Star Trek is, right? It's all pseudoscience. And so it goes around and dare I say, Rick and Morty, they make fun of the pseudoscience because you never know which pseudoscience you're going to pull in. Could you imagine a thriller based on computer code that you don't understand? Like the problems caused by computer code, but you never actually know what the computer code is about. You know, just like the science in Star Trek. Wouldn't that be a great thriller? Well, that's my life. I guess I don't even understand the computer code that I use because so much of it doesn't make sense. But there are ethics. We've got principles we have to follow. And when we don't follow them, whether we're in business, administration, that is, because everything's business. I mean, marriage is business. Think about it. Think about it. So whether we're talking about administrating a business or an organization or a computer coding team or a factory, whatever it is that we're doing, we've got to have our ethics or it gets all messed up. And so I'm going to tell you why web servers go down. Okay, well, anyhow, the lineup for the Taiwan special this week is going to be fascinating. China's unpopular. Oh, yeah, China's unpopular, in case you didn't know. Well, no, but I'm going to talk about what was leading up to it. And I'm going to talk about the signs. And I'm going to talk about what I thought. I'm going to risk. Hold on a second. A Marco Rubio moment. I need to take a drink of this monster. Okay, great. There, I'll be speaking French. excuse me, for the rest of the episode. Let's see. Pardon my French again. China's, well, no, for those of you in Reed Rapids who don't know, it's polite to belch in France because it proves that your stomach is working and that the food must have been good or something. I guess only good food makes you belch. No, we in the West have never gotten the French. Haven't the French always been the funny guys that are just adorable but weird? That's, and then they think that about all of us. I mean, that's, you gotta love Europe. It's like the West anyway. It's like a family. We Americans finally moved out of town, but we're children of the West. We all are. We and the children are in the far West. And I moved over to Taiwan, the uttermost West. I'm so far West, I'm East. I went westwardly to get here. So I'm as far as I'm fly, it's West. I fly East, I go back home to the West, you know. Why do we have West and East on a round ball? How the heck does that make sense? Okay, no, I don't want to get into an episode about what makes sense. It would never end. Not because of the presence of what makes sense, George. It would never end because of the non-presence, the absence of what makes sense. You have a topic about something that doesn't exist. It would never end because it has to exist in order to reach its point of finality. So if we had a podcast episode all about what makes sense, we would never actually get to the subject at hand. It'd be like a Node.js application. It would just loop forever. It doesn't matter that only two people got that, George. I'm sorry. George is new. And he's always trying to get me distracted, and he got the better of me today. The lineup for the week. I'm supposed to go through this lineup. Let's say China's unpopular. We'll talk about that probably on Tuesday. This is a good one. Christians are learning. We'll get to that one No. What they're learning, you're going to like this. If you hate Christianity, if you love Christianity, you're going to love this and hate loving this and love hating this one. This is going to be great. This is a classic, typical Western Christian, anti-Christian, love-hate codependency that is just going to make everybody all jittery. Ugh, all that love and hate just, it's going to be love-hate Wednesday, let me tell you. Okay, then I think I might get into some other stuff that's going on. Because, you know, I've been dealing with some people over here. I had to tell a father in Taiwan that he was an idiot and he loved hearing it from me. That's going to be... it's the saying that a politician is someone can look at you in the eye and tell you to go to hell and you'll look forward to the journey. There's truth in that, isn't there? Don't we like hearing it from people we respect if we're wrong about something? Okay, what happened at my desk this week? I got good news. This is great news. This is good news. The pink right thing, my pink right project. You want to listen to my projects? Go to my projects. It's jesse.house. Oh, I'm Captain Domain. I have a number of domains. I've got. No, there were all those Jessies, Jesse.whatever's available. And I love myself and I just couldn't resist having Jesse.coffee and Jesse.house and Jesse.church. Yes, I own Jesse.church. It's the stuff that I give to the body of Christ. It's got a lot of Christian books here, but all kinds of stuff. It's got the Watchstand. I distracted from the point. The Pink Right Project. You can go to my projects. You bounce around. All my websites all link to each other. But you'd look for the projects. And right.pink is one of them. Now, this past week, I put up... frustrating. Very frustrating. Doing the recording, getting all the things edited right, and then seeing I made a mistake and having to go change the printed paperback book on Amazon because of like a one letter thing that was off, and that takes 30 minutes. And I have this reading course. It's Read with Dot series. It starts with phonics and it goes up to some, we talk a little bit about, easy academic subjects like astrophysics and in planetary alignment and stuff. So it moves right from beginning reader who can't even speak the language up to studying stars and constellations and sensible, perfectly objective things like hemispheres on a ball. I have these things in writing, and the idea is you could take a kindergartner and just sit with the kindergartner and force the kindergartner to read all the words without help, prompting them, telling them what they say, making them read it, and you push them all the way through it, and they can read and speak English when they're done. And there's not thinking to it. It's just push yourself, but it's got to be done by yourself. It's got to be self-initiated. Well, I have those books. They went 1 through 9, teach all the phonics rules. It's the best, it's the most, it's great. We're going to make America read again with us, I'll tell you. And it's fantastic. Well, the thing was, I only had recorded the first three books, the phonics charts, which is just charts. And it's got some cute sentences and a syllable clap along. It's entertaining. But there were those, and then there was, C dot run outside with his ball in the park in the city. It was, there's one of those. And I'd only done 1 through 3. Well, last week I recorded 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, and they're on YouTube. They're there. Right.pink is the website. Pink Right, one word, is the YouTube channel. So you can get your chillins and have them start reading today. I finally got that done. I want to do a grammar curriculum. I've got a grammar teaching theory thing. I just need to organize it into a curriculum and make exercise. Second thing, VIP Linux. I've got a Linux teaching that even developers kind of like, because developers learn all this code stuff. Well, I teach how Linux works and you understand the computer. Even if you're not going to use computers, it makes sense. One guy in Taiwan said, I forgot you were teaching computer when you were teaching the computer. Well, I started my last and final course, 501, where I make a super ultra simple PHP app, and you won't know that it's PHP by the time you get done. That I can tell you. See you tomorrow.